Welcome to your show, Andy Breckman. Your show is called Seven Second Delay.
Hold on, Ken. I'll be right with you. Hold on, buddy.
You've been renewed for another 3 months.
Hey, buddy, just give me 1 second.
Congratulations.
Honey, I'm just checking my mail. Give me 1 minute.
No, I'm giving you all the time you need.
Okay, so you were saying, wait, something about being renewed?
Yeah. Today's the first show of the new summer
was
schedule.
Was that ever in doubt? Was I on the bubble?
Yeah. I'd say you were on the bubble.
And what factors went into your decision?
I had versions of the schedule that had you on it. I had versions of the schedule that didn't have you on it.
Screw you. Screw you for even, considering dropping me. Go to hell.
Somebody's got to get dropped in order to make room for new DJs.
Maybe I'll drop you. Maybe I'll just do this solo.
With new ideas.
Yeah, new ideas.
Would you do it solo? Would you consider doing an episode of 7 Second Delay solo?
I couldn't.
I would love to hear that.
You would not love to hear that. Here's all I know about my solo show. You will not be happy.
There is a solo Andy Breckman show in the archives.
Yeah.
There's a solo 3-hour Andy Breckman music show.
I can't imagine. Oh, dear God. Well, if I could cut to music, if I could play music.
Do you remember that show?
That's every DJ's crutch. That's a lazy DJ's crutch, playing music.
So tonight we were going to talk to 5 new DJs.
Yeah, you have 5. It's a new schedule. You have 5 or 6 new DJs on the schedule, right?
Right.
They all have different shows. They all have new shows.
Yep.
They all must be very excited, very nervous.
Yes. Which is why you have to be nice to them.
Yeah. And then you're going to call them and we're going to give them advice. We're going to welcome them officially. It's like orientation.
Yeah. And Irwin actually had a great question. What is it that we want the veteran DJs to coach them on? Is it that we want to coach them on how to be a good DJ or how to survive the WFMU environment?
I don't know, Ken. No one cares.
You don't know?
What the hell do you... it's a great question, Ken.
So you don't care.
What a fascinating question. What exactly should the veteran DJs be advised?
So you have no opinion on that at all.
I'm speaking for everyone listening. I don't care. Hey, I saw a guy that looked just like Lyle Lovett.
Did you?
Over the weekend, yeah.
Congratulations. I think I've heard this story before, but go on.
It was a day like any other.
Yeah.
I was driving to Ace Hardware.
Uh-huh.
Pulled into the parking lot.
Yep.
Car directly across from me.
Yeah.
Pulls in.
Uh-huh.
Driver gets out.
Mm-hmm.
Looks a little bit like Lyle Lovett.
Can you tell me the Lyle Lovett Ace Hardware story again?
It's a celebrity lookalike sighting. You got something better to talk about?
We could just jump into the show. Should we welcome our first veteran DJ?
You make me so mad. I come in with a story, celebrity lookalike sighting.
First of all, it's not a true story.
It is a true story.
Second of all,
he looked a little bit like Lyle Lovett.
It's not even a good story.
You can go to hell.
If you're going to make up a story,
oh my God,
might as well make up something interesting. I've heard that fake story before.
Wait, hold on. I'm getting a message from your daughter.
Yeah, she was here.
Yeah.
She's on my side, by the way, regarding the other podcast that we're working on.
Oh, yeah, our Cold Case podcast.
Yeah, our Cold Case podcast.
Yeah, that is convincing.
Yeah, she's on my side.
Yeah. You've.
Yeah, she doesn't want to ruin Ben's life.
You've coerced your daughter. You've leaned on your daughter until she finally agreed with you.
Well, why don't we begin?
How does this work? What are we doing?
We have 5 brand new DJs.
Have you ever done this before?
I've never done this before. It's a great idea, I think. I hope.
Because these are 5 new DJs. They're starting their shows this week.
Right.
Unlike you and me, they're probably a little stressed out about it.
Yeah, they're probably
in pre-production. Probably
taking it seriously. Irwin, have a seat. We'd like to welcome our first veteran WFMU DJ.
And Irwin's as veteran as it gets.
Yeah, Irwin is our most veteran WFMU DJ. What year did you start, Irwin?
So, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
You hear what I'm doing?
You're chewing gum just like Andy Breckman.
Andy told me that all the co-hosts tonight should chew gum.
All the cool kids.
So, what? That's pretty fun. But you know what he gave me? He gave me 7-second delay gum. After a few minutes, you lose the will.
Oh, my God.
You lose the will to chew.
Don't chew 7 seconds.
Irwin, when did you start here at the station?
1942. Oh,
gosh.
I think it was 1975.
75, yeah.
Yeah, 1975.
Andy, can I spit out my gum?
Yes, please do.
It's too late. You're already going to get rabbit fever from that gum.
75.
Yeah.
75. And do you remember how you felt that first week or two, your first show, your first couple of shows?
I only did a first show or two, and then they suspended me. It's true.
What for?
Truth.
We're talking truth to power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I did Freeform, and they didn't appreciate it.
Don't you know that's against protocol here?
They found an excuse to fire me, and then I found out that they couldn't fire me. And so they suspended me for about 3 months.
And that set the pattern pretty much?
It happened again 2 years later, yeah.
When I joined the staff in 1985, somebody warned me about the Irwin Commandos.
Oh, yeah. I recruited
the
new DJs. I would get to them before the management did, before the program director did.
What do you mean, get to them?
I would subvert them.
Uh-huh. And what form did that subversion take?
I told them to do freeform. I said, play what you want. Play anything. Don't worry about abrupt transitions. Don't worry about dead air. Don't worry about mistakes. Don't worry about having to play recent releases. Just play anything. Don't even think genre.
Wait, and why was that? Why was that subversive?
It was not the format du jour at WFMU at the time.
Oh, the FMU had a real rigid format?
It was a boring, progressive rock, album-oriented format, yeah.
So, Irwin, you really are the godfather, the spiritual godfather of the station.
That's what I've been hinting at, Andy. Yes, thank you for acknowledging that. Ken will affirm.
I hereby affirm.
If affirm means what I think it does, we're all in agreement.
All right,
In many ways, since Ken got here, it's been downhill ever since.
Sorry, Pompano Beach, Florida is calling.
You know it's important.
No, I'm just trying to turn off my damn ringer.
Andy, I'll go back to chewing gum on the air.
You do whatever you have to do, buddy.
All right, I'm gonna call our first brand new DJ.
And we're going to welcome them.
And that is Sinead, and she is doing her first regular show tonight at 3 a.m.
Oh, she has the graveyard shift?
Yep. And
what kind of show is it?
I'm going to let her talk to you.
What's the name of the show?
Transmission.
How did you meet her? How did she meet you?
She emailed me.
That's all it takes.
Yep,
that's all it takes, kids. Ken@WFMU.org. If you want a show, if you have a computer with email, and you have a few minutes to spare, email Ken. Ask him what
Hello.
Hi, Sinead.
Hi, Sinead.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
You're on the air.
I'm on the air. Well, hello. And I'm on the air from the record library.
Yeah, you're down. You're two floors below us in the record library.
Wait, Sinead, you're here at the station getting ready, prepping for your show?
I am indeed. Yeah, getting my prep on.
Wait. And your show is about 9 hours away?
Well, you know, I'm an early riser. That's such a lie. I've just been a little bit diligent. I thought I'd come in and listen to some records to add to my already amazing playlist for tonight.
No. 9 hours. No, you'll be burned out. You'll be exhausted by the time.
Listen to her. She sounds so effervescent.
That's it. Well, there is a thing called a nap, which is something that I've discovered in the past few years, and it's just something majestic.
Wait, so you plan to be napping between now and 3 a.m.?
Maybe at some stage. If I punk myself out, then yeah, I'll have a lie down. I'll be fine. I'll be grand.
So how long is your show?
So it's 3 hours. It's kicking off at 3 in the morning.
Oh, I can see why you need 110 hours of prep.
So your advice for Sinead, Andy, is that she's over-preparing.
I think there is a danger of over-preparing and overthinking. The playlist. Isn't that a danger, Ken?
Is it a danger, Ken?
Yeah.
Am I in danger zone?
I tell people who underprepare to prepare more, and I tell people who overprepare to prepare less.
I see.
But you want to leave a little room for spontaneity.
This is true. This is true. This a bit of spontaneity.
This is Irwin, who's been here longer than God.
Sinead, so yes. Tonight, or tomorrow morning actually, will be your historic first show on FMU.
In
so the first, kickoff. So let's assume, do you have a theme song?
I do, yes. The show's called Transmission with Sinead, and obviously it's derived from the brilliant song Transmission by Joy Division.
So that's your theme.
No one's ever heard of them.
Oh, that's
no.
Classic song.
No,
it has.
That's your first mistake.
It has that chorus, dance, 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 dance to the radio.
Yes. Yeah, it does indeed. So it's something to get people a little bit.
Even though Ken's heard of it, I stand by my statement that no one's ever heard.
Everybody's heard of it except for you, Andy.
So, Sinead, I want to know what your second song is going to be, because that's going to be really the first song you feature in your program.
I've been thinking about this. Yeah. So,
you only have 9 hours left to lock this one in.
It's a tough job picking the second song. I don't know if we're going to have enough time. I mean, 9 hours. there's a band that I've fallen in love with, and
may I suggest.
Yeah.
Our House by Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Oh, boy.
People love that.
Oh,
it's
boy.
A cozy, warm little pop number.
What does it have, Andy? What's it called?
Melody.
Melody.
Huh. Okay, that's just one option, but you might want to, you might have your own ideas, Sinead.
Thank you for the suggestion. Yeah, uh-huh. I'm a little bit privy to punk music, I guess. Especially for that time of the morning.
Yeah.
Many people, if they're tuning in at that time, a lot of time people want to stay awake.
Yeah, don't play Our House. Please, Sinead, do not play Our House.
Are you familiar with the song Our House?
I know it very well. Graham
you
Nash.
You light the fire. He wrote it about him and Joni Mitchell.
I know, and their little, and their cats in the yard. And the whole thing.
Two cats in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just one.
I know.
It's not, by the way you were speaking, it sounds like there was just one.
You know what Joni Mitchell did to Graham Nash?
What?
She reached into his chest cavity, pulled his heart out, threw it on the ground, and stomped on it.
You know what's so interesting about Joni Mitchell and her boyfriends?
What?
She broke a lot of hearts.
Yeah.
She left a lot of guys.
Sure
there
did.
Was one guy that broke her heart, that left her. Can you guess who it is?
Jackson Brown?
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
I was just guessing that.
And now, not so coincidentally, can you name the guy who she wrote a bitchy revenge song about?
Jackson Brown.
Exactly. When I heard that song for the first time, I said, what is the story with that? Jackson Brown, where'd that come from? There's an answer. He broke her heart.
Well, he was an asshole.
He was?
Yeah, big famous one.
Hold on. I have a list of assholes here.
Yeah, add that name.
Hold on, Ken.
Under B.
He is not on the list.
Oh, no, he should be on the list.
I'm glad I carry it around.
I think he was arrested for abuse against Daryl Hannah.
No, he was not arrested for abuse against Daryl Hannah. You're getting all your information from that Joni Mitchell number. That's all the research you've done.
Let's get back to Sinead. And Sinead's program tonight at 3 a.m. Transmission.
If you love Graham Nash's ballads, you're going to love this new show.
Not so.
On WFMU. Why, it's going to be her second song. The first song is by Joy Division, named after this horrific Nazi division. You know where Joy Division got their name, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, in the camps.
The prostitution corps.
No.
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah, that was the Nazi prostitution corps.
In the camps?
Yeah. Well, no, not in the camps. I think for the German soldiers, for the Nazi soldiers.
Oh. Okay.
Andy, you really have to bone up.
I owe Joy Division a big apology.
Yeah, you have to bone up.
I thought they worked out of the camps.
No.
I am so sorry to any Joy Division fans.
However, that was why Joy Division picked up a Nazi following.
Great. No, I can't wait for 3 a.m.
Okay, I'll give you one hint. It may not be Crosby, Stills, and Nash or Joni Mitchell.
Thank God.
Okay, you'll be playing that. You'll be playing speeches from the Nuremberg rallies.
Idols. That's what I'll be playing for sure.
Idols.
And Sinead has radio experience from Ireland, right?
I do indeed. Yes, yeah. Done a little bit over there on Phantom 105.2. Originally was like a pirate station. Then I got an indie rock station license for Dublin, and also involved with like FM4, RTE, Radio Nova. Just a few.
It's
stations,
a better resume than anyone else here.
Yeah, Sinead has actual.
We don't deserve you.
That.
actual real radio experience.
She's actually paid to do radio? She earned money? She paid her rent doing radio?
I wonder what she negotiated for this job.
Not be paid for music. I can get to pay whatever. Sinead,
how did you hear about FMU and how did you contact Ken and what was that process like?
What was that?
What was the process like? How did you hear about the station and how did you contact Ken?
This is so random. I was in a bar in Greenpoint and this guy was wearing a WFMU t-shirt. And I was intrigued. I thought, dude, what's the story of this WFMU t-shirt? And he went, I knew who they are, but I picked up my friend's gaff. He won it in some raffle or something. I was intrigued going, okay, well, this is enough for me to kind of stir up a bit of interest. And I looked you guys up, and lo and behold, there you are. And I found out earlier on that Danny Fields was a WFMU DJ, and he's someone that I interviewed a couple of years back. And I'm delighted to be on board. And it turns out some of my friends back home are big fans of WFMU.
So what attracted you to FMU was laundry.
Yeah.
Laundry.
Guy in a t-shirt.
In a weird kind of, summation of ways.
Those FMU t-shirts pay off.
Yeah. But you don't have to do everything that every t-shirt says, Sinead, in America. They're optional.
Well, I'm glad I went after this one.
Yeah. Well, we can't. Well, we're all looking forward to 3 o'clock and welcome to our dysfunctional family.
Thank you.
Now, have you learned anything about doing better radio so far?
About doing better radio compared to...
During this show, have we taught you anything about doing a better show, being a better DJ? Have we?
Being a better DJ? I guess the spontaneity of it all, because it's going back to analog. So I started with analog, then went to commercial. So I'm used to working off a digital desk and press and go. It brought me back to the whole analog freeform of CDs to turntables to computer and to kind of go with the flow a little bit more and really be very present. So
yeah,
that's
not
going to
work. That's not going to work. Nah.
Thanks, Sinead.
That wasn't a good enough answer. Is that boring? Nah,
no, thanks, Sinead. If there's one takeaway from this conversation, it's do not ever play Our House by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Okay.
Well, what version of Our House would you prefer her to play? I don't understand. That's the definitive version. I don't understand you sometimes.
Oh, you mean Holly Near's version? That's okay to play? All right. Thanks, Sinead. Good luck tonight.
Good luck tonight. We'll be listening.
Thanks, brilliant. Okay.
I'm going to have my assistant listen.
Okay. Bye, Sinead.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
She sounds great.
Yes, she does sound great. Thank you,
Erwin, what were your impressions?
Well, she's got to lose the accent.
Come on. It's a great accent. That's partly what attracted me to Sinead, was that wonderful accent of hers.
Wow, that's fantastic. Good hire, Ken.
Thank you. So Matt Warwick is our next DJ.
How many people contact you for each DJ that you hire?
10.
10?
Yeah.
You hire 1 in 10?
Maybe 1 in 10 auditions or something like that.
So I don't have any more.
Erwin's asking for gum. For Matt Warwick.
Erwin thinks that should be our motif.
Oh, okay. Can I just have yours?
Pull right up. Yeah, there you go. Get your mouth right in front of that.
Right on the mic.
There you go. Eat the mic.
That's what a veteran DJ would do.
Eat the mic.
I'm
now,
eating.
Matt has not been on the air as long as Erwin.
No, not
almost.
When did Matt, when did you first get your show here?
I think it was 2014. I'm a little surprised that you asked me to be a veteran.
Yeah.
I can barely even say the word.
What year is it now?
Hang on.
Wait.
Do you have a calculator?
Hold on. Let me look at my phone.
2019.
Okay, yeah, it's 2019. Matt's been on the air for 5 years.
Okay. I guess he's a veteran.
Yeah.
He's been vested.
Plus he's right upstairs.
Yeah. And he cries if we don't ask him to join us.
All right, we are going to call our next brand new DJ, which is Harrison.
Fantastic.
Who does his first show Sunday night at midnight. It's a show called Nowhere Places with SV. SV is his DJ name.
Okay.
Stands for Sharp Veins.
But, you just gave out his real name over the air.
Yeah, he said it was okay. So I'm going to call him.
Matt, have you ever met this gentleman?
I have. He did the training. I had to give him a good training.
Yeah, yeah. Matt trains the new DJ.
Yeah.
You gave him a good training?
I gave him a good training.
How old a gentleman is this guy?
Not sure.
Not sure.
In his 20s.
You didn't touch him inappropriately.
Hi, Harrison. You're on the air.
No.
Hello, Ken.
Hi, Harrison. And I'm here with my alleged co-host, Andy Breckman. And Matt.
Andy, greeting.
Matt Warwick.
And Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Matt's an old friend already. I understand he trained you and the other new DJs.
He did indeed. Yeah, that was a great night. We ran through all of it, and I felt very reassured by his presence.
Well, thanks for talking to us, Harrison. And
thanks for having me.
And we'll see you on the air.
All right.
Bye bye.
Didn't you? Didn't
not
you?
Not again.
That was kind of quick. We spoke to
there's
Sinead.
More to Harrison?
didn't you want to ask him about his show?
Well, it had that lilting Irish brogue, that accent. Okay, okay, Harrison, Ken would like me to dig a little deeper.
Only if you want to.
Harrison, tell us. I'm intrigued about the show. Tell us, how would you describe the show to a new friend?
I describe the show as kind of, I guess, dream logic selections, basically. It's not necessarily things that in your waking life, things that would make a whole lot of sense, but it's one of those things where, yeah, of course there was a large earthworm in your shower when you woke up, you know? That's the kind of music that I'd like to play, if that makes any sense for you or me.
Earthworm in your shower music.
Yes.
And do you have your first selection picked out?
I am thinking about playing the introduction from this 1985 documentary about the nature reclaiming the ashen earth after the Mount St. Helens eruption. I think that might be the first bit, and then we'll go into some actual music. But that's a nice tone.
I was just about to play that.
That was a great that was a great volcanic eruption.
It surely was.
Yeah.
It surely was. One of the best.
Matt, do you have any advice for this young gentleman?
I think he's thought more about this show than... The only thing I would say is I don't know. He sounds so much more prepared than me. He already has his volcano eruption picked out. I didn't get to that until my 15th.
He's got the whole earthworm motif locked in.
Well, I didn't discover that until my 20th show.
He's focusing on probably the greatest pyroclastic flow that North America has ever seen. So I salute
today.
Him for that.
Yeah.
Did you? What? I didn't even know what you just said.
That volcano leveled a lot of houses. And you know what might be an appropriate second song, a follow-up song? What? Our House. By Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Okay.
Because imagine Graham Nash in our house holding Joni Mitchell. They're counting their cats in the backyard, too. And they look up, and here comes the lava flow. Paints a picture that's, right there.
Very poignant.
Yeah.
That's very poignant. I'll think about it.
Yeah.
My advice is to do that. Play that song, please. Yeah.
Play that seldom heard fourth verse about the earthworm in the shower.
Yeah, people don't stick around long enough to hear about.
No,
the
no one
the
sticks
shower.
Around.
Yeah.
So these are images that you want to as people fall. You imagine your audience falling asleep or half awake. Is that right?
I wouldn't be offended if they fell asleep, but I'd like to think that it's something that. They're not entirely in their waking minds. It's sort of that liminal state in between, you know? Something like that, yeah.
And you will be just suggesting images through your music.
Precisely. And then I'll get on mic and I'll usually have some gobbledygook or babble that I'm trying to describe what I was going through while I was picking the music. And, you know, maybe it jives with what they saw, maybe it doesn't. But, you know, I'm the speaker. I'm the shaman of the show, so to speak. I guess all DJs are the shamans of their
show.
Will
you be talking? Will you be talking a very quiet voice? Will you be assuming everyone is is in a mellow mood?
I've on a few of my fill-in shows, I've tried talking in the quiet voice, and I kind of creep myself out a little bit. But it really, I really kill the vibe when I talk in my regular voice. So I have to deliberate on that one. Yeah,
you could always add echo. You could add some echo to your voice.
I love doing that. Yeah. I love I love having like a nice like long delay on there. Sounds so nice and dreamy. It's sounds better with delay.
Yeah, you might want to talk to Scott Williams and get a lesson because it's a terrible, terrible delay unit we have up here in studio.
Don't you insult my echo machine?
I hate that.
I love it. Don't you talk trash about it.
I think it's great. I agree with Matt. It's a great machine. I've had a lot of fun messing around with it.
Well, you guys are way ahead of me on it. Listen how awful the echo. Listen to that.
That's not even echo.
Yeah, exactly. That's how bad it is. That's not even echo.
No, that's just Darth Vader. That's Darth Vader.
It's the demon voice. Somebody left it on the demon voice setting.
There's so much you can do with it. There's so much you can do with it. Now,
well, Harrison, tell us very quickly something about yourself. What do you do how do you pay the rent?
I work for a large radio company, actually. I don't know if I should name them by name.
Why the hell not?
Name them, Harrison. Name.
Hey, I don't have the voice.
name the company, Harrison.
I work at SiriusXM actually. So,
what do you do there?
I'm a music coordinator for these Pandora Sirius crossover channels that are just starting to pop up. So not as interesting as the stuff that happens over at FMU.
So during the day you're at your job, you're just putting together packaging this pablum for the masses, and you're just thinking about your own show and how you can do better.
It's funny that you say that because that's actually been what I've been doing this whole week. Every single day at the office, I've just been going through and trying to find bizarre stuff that I can't suggest to my my superiors. So yeah, what you just said sums up my life on a week to week basis. Actually, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Harrison. We are out of time. We have to talk to three more brand new DJs. Good luck this Sunday night.
Yeah, good luck. This conversation has made me want to subscribe to Pandora.
Thanks a lot, Harrison.
Because if I want to hear Graham Nash sing Our House, it sounds like I've got to go to Pandora.
It might be.
By all means.
Yeah. Thanks, Harrison. Harrison's show is Sunday night at midnight. It's called Nowhere Places with SV. Thank you, Matt.
Oh, no problem.
And will you send Nicole down here?
I will.
To sit in your chair?
I will.
All right, great. And now let's...
If you're just tuning in, we envy you that. We're greeting our new class, right?
Yep.
Class of 2019. Our new DJs, and we're inviting veteran DJs to sit in as well.
And now we're going to talk to veteran DJ Sue. Hopefully Sue's there.
And Sue is going to help us greet Nicole.
Yeah, that's right. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Sue. Thanks for joining us.
You're on the air, Sue. You know Andy. And I'd like you to meet Nicole.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole. How old are you?
How old are you?
Oh, yeah, Sue, I can't divulge that.
How tall are you, Nicole? Can you tell us that?
6'7".
There you go. You're already
okay. All right.
So now we know why you're hired, because of our basketball team needs
Traditionally, you ask our veteran DJ a little bit about their background first.
Have you two met, Nicole? Have you met Sue in person?
I've met Sue in person.
Sue, have
obviously,
you met?
Obviously, I've made a good impression on
Sue. Have you met Nicole in person?
It's entirely possible, but, you know, I might have typically.
It's okay, Sue.
Yeah.
And Sue, you've been with us. You've been with the station not as long as Irwin. But certainly longer than Matt, right?
For sure. Welcome, Nicole.
Thank you.
And Nicole, why don't you describe you're going to be following Ken and myself every Wednesday? Is that right?
I am.
We're your lead in.
This is it's intimidating. I gotta
say. No. We're passing off our audience to you. I know our audience will be in good hands.
Well, but aren't you like famous or something?
I'm not famous. I've met people who know famous people.
Oh, well, that's kind of the same. Like,
I'm three generations removed from famous people.
How far from Kevin Bacon?
I am three people from. I can get to Kevin Bacon in with two phone calls.
Oh, that's so much closer than me.
That's pretty close.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, we don't want to talk about me and my relationship with Kevin Bacon all night.
No, we want to see what advice Sue might be able to offer.
Sue, why don't you describe, what is the name of your show?
The name of my show is Radiovert.
That's Nicole, by the way.
I'm sorry, Nicole. Yeah. And describe Radiovert.
Radiovert is a show for people who really enjoy staying in their sweatpants at home with giant bowls of popcorn, listening to cartoon voices talk on the radio.
That's me. You just described me perfectly.
Will you listen?
I will, but only as I'm driving home, I'll listen.
I'm going to have my assistant listen and give me a full report.
I like the sweatpants part.
And will you be? And so will you be playing soundtracks of famous cartoons? And
I'm just going to impersonate them.
Oh, I see. You're going to be doing voices. And
only got the one voice, though.
I love your voice, but and then you'll be reading. What will the content of the show be?
A much maligned facet of literature, science fiction.
So you'll be actually reading excerpts, is that correct?
Like whole entire stories, can you believe it?
Can you do a story in 1 hour?
You better believe I can.
And can you tell us, can you tease us, can you give us a hint? What will you be reading tonight?
You're going to learn about somebody's underpants.
Okay, but what story will you be reading tonight?
I'm going to be reading a story called The Fitter by Timmons Zayas.
Is it about underpants?
It is! And aliens.
Underpants
Sandy's
and aliens.
Favorite subject.
Those are my two favorite subjects. And you'll be reading it and you'll be doing different voices as you read it.
Well, like I said, I've only got the one voice right here inside my head.
And have you been practicing this? Have you been reading it out loud at home?
Every waking moment.
Cool.
Sue, can you offer any advice to Nicole on her show?
Absolutely. Listen, honey. Listen closely. baby, welcome to WFMU. Okay, gird your loins, first of all.
Okay.
You're following Ken and Andy, and let me tell you, Ken gives very weird vibes when anyone walks into the studio. Like if you have your, let's say, a first track or an MP3 that you play to open your show, just stay out of his way. He gets really weird and touchy and, gives you side eye. Do not ever interfere with that little show that they have. Because he gets crazy. I actually got kicked out of the same time slot because he couldn't take it. He just could not take a slight interruption.
Yeah, that's good advice.
You mean an interruption like that?
Yeah, an interruption like that. Avert your eyes when Ken's in the room. Avert your eyes.
Exactly. Avert your eyes. Avert your eyes. Andy doesn't care. He doesn't care what happens
during the show. Well, because I have a job.
Well, no, your heart's not been in this program for decades, but... Yeah.
Well, that's how I survive. That's my survival technique. I just gave up caring. But, Nicole, you're weeks away from reaching that point.
Really, I think?
At least.
Yeah.
Like 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Okay.
When you, when you're reading the same story again and again, week after week, because you just don't care, then we'll know. That'll be our hint.
Noted.
Yeah. When we hear that when we hear that underwear story again, we'll know.
It's a good story.
I can't wait.
All right, Sue. That was great advice.
Sue, do you remember your first show on the air?
No, it was way too long ago. But it was in the middle of the night, so Nicole, you have a wonderful opportunity in this time slot to really create some interest and to do some really cool things. One thing you must remember, never, ever pander to the listener.
Listeners?
Yeah. No.
Wait, there's people out there listening to this?
I have the list here. I have the list of everyone listening.
You're already off to a banging start. Just ignore them. Let your heart lead.
Thanks, Sue.
And you'll be great, I'm sure. And unless Ken, of course, doesn't like the interruption, of whoever comes on after 7 second delay, in which case you'll lose your show and he'll struggle to find another spot for you.
Okay, but, I'll be a modicum of politeness.
Tread lightly with this man. He's crazy.
Okay. Well, that's great advice, Sue.
Wait, I mean, what?
And Sue's taking the summer off. I hope you rest up and you come back in September, Sue.
Thank you. I'll be in San Francisco. I'm doing nothing but traveling and cleaning my house. So either one or the other.
Great. So. Oh, hey, speaking of house, Nicole, you might want to use Our House by Crosby, Stills, and Nash as your theme song. Do you know that song?
I think they had a song about Marrakesh or
yeah,
something
Marrakesh
like
Express.
That. Yeah, and they're like old and stuff, right?
Oh, really, really old.
Yeah, like their stuff's only on those record things.
Maybe I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your mind, Nicole. Oh. They are older than me.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to do that math. You got to carry some zeros and ones, borrow.
Yep, and Ken's sitting here farting dust. So you know that's old. Hey, Nicole, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to the show, and we're proud to be your lead-in.
Thanks, Randy.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Thanks, Nicole. Thanks a lot, Sue.
Okay, we'll see you at we'll
have
see
a
you
good
a
summer, Sue.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Sue.
And Nicole's show, Radio Vert, premieres 21 minutes from now. And
can't wait.
All right, Andy, next we are going to talk to veteran DJ Gaylord Fields.
Okay.
And, oh, geez, I can't read my own handwriting. Good Lord.
His cell phone number?
Well, let's hope this is it.
And who will Gaylord in?
Hello?
Hello, Gaylord?
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay.
And, Andy, why don't you discuss Gaylord's history with WFMU, and then I'm going to call Michelle. Michelle Colomer.
Gaylord, just remind me, do you predate me at FMU or do I predate you? Oh, can you?
Should not have asked him that question, Andy.
I guess he hung up. He was offended. I've lost Gaylord.
I'll call him back. Don't worry. Let me call Michelle.
Hey, could somebody figure out Michelle's number from those tones?
Oh, yeah, probably.
They play it back. I know there was a 7 in there.
Oh, yep.
Hi, Gaylord. Sorry about that. Andy was offended by his own question, and he hung up.
Hey.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
So, Andy, we have Gaylord Fields, our veteran DJ, and we have Michelle, who premiered her brand new show, Feelings.
Wait, aren't I a veteran DJ, too?
Nope.
You're a veteran show host. You're not a veteran DJ.
I see.
You're a greenie. You're a newbie.
Right. Michelle did
the
talk show Shut Up Weirdo for 6 years, but now she's doing a 3-hour music show called Feelings.
Feelings.
Tuesday at noon.
So was her first show yesterday?
Yes, it was.
And how'd that go, Michelle?
I thought it went pretty well, pretty fantastic.
That's the word on the street. Am I right, Gaylord?
Yeah, I think you are definitely right.
The smart move was to open with Our House by Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and I think that really solidified everything.
That's
for
kind
me.
Of the lazy man's move. That's kind of it's kind of an obvious lazy. Now, what did you open with?
I don't remember.
I challenge.
No, I really don't remember. When I do a show, I never remember it afterwards.
But don't you have a theme song?
No.
You opened with Mueren Humanos.
Oh, yeah, you butchered that. Mueren Humanos, that's what I did.
No one
knows
what
that is. That's right,
Ken. Gaylord.
Yes, Andy. You were asking me a question earlier, and then I got disconnected.
Well, I was going to establish your credentials as a veteran DJ, and I was asking if you predate me at the station, or do I predate you?
We might coincide. I did my first show in 1992.
I guess that's close enough.
Close, yeah, pretty close.
Yeah.
And when? What year would you say you felt completely burned out and you just hated coming in?
That was probably 97.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it was October of 92.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And Michelle, tell us why you wanted to do a music show of your own?
Well, my talk show is on hiatus right now, so I thought I'd try something new.
Always a mistake.
Yeah.
Gaylord, how much preparation do you put into your music show?
I think I may be one of the least prepping DJs on WFMU. I would say right now, I would say maybe 45 minutes.
Wow.
Michelle, yeah. how much prep do you think you'll be putting into your 3-hour show?
I like to be very prepared, so I like to make a spreadsheet for every hour that I'm on the air with every song that I'm going to play. And then I like to execute that perfectly.
And when do you work on the spreadsheet?
During the time that I'm supposed to be working for Ken.
Perfect. It's a perfect plan.
Yeah. So about 15 hours.
And Gaylord, when do you do your 45 minutes? You come in about an hour early? Is that what you do?
I come in about an hour. I come in, like, my show's at 8 p.m. I come in around 7, do my chores, say hi if there's anyone in the building. And then maybe at 7:15 I start, look through the new release bin, preview a few things, and just I don't worry a lot about my show.
But you
But
you must musically prepare in your head throughout the week, right?
Oh, well, that's okay. You hit upon the right part. Basically, Sunday is a day where I don't do anything on Sundays. I don't go out to brunch. I just pretty much get into like my show mentality. So yeah, I'm thinking about the show, but I'm not doing anything physical.
But if you only work 45 minutes on the show, how do you sample new songs?
It takes maybe 10 seconds to hear a song.
You play a song for 10 seconds and then you decide whether or not it's worthy of a slot?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You should see WFMU DJs listening to new music. Some of them don't even listen for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You get a lot of hints. You get a lot of hints from the album art, from the record label.
But like, for example, if you only heard the first 10 seconds of Our House, for example, you'd never know how many cats they had in the yard. You'd never know if life used to be so hard.
Well,
the answer is two.
That's why I can look on a lyric sheet. You know, I can call up genius.com.
But aren't you guys, this is a question for Ken and Michelle. This is a question for all three of you. Aren't you ever misled by the first 10 seconds of a song? Aren't you ever sitting on the air and playing a song and what the hell was I thinking?
You don't want to listen to the first 10 seconds.
No, that's a mistake.
Yeah, you don't listen to the first 10 seconds.
What do you listen to? Do you sample just something from the middle? Then you're just hearing some stupid guitar break. You're just hearing some wah-wah pedal.
I listen to the beginning. I listen to a random part.
This is the whole problem with this whole stupid station. By the way, if the three of you are ever wondering why the station's struggling, this is it. This is the problem. You should only play tried and true music. Music you grew up with and have heard a million times. Maggie May by Rod Stewart. Maggie May, you've heard a million times.
That's the whole problem.
Every time you go shopping, you hear it.
Yeah, exactly.
Every elevator you're in, you hear it.
Yeah,
you know it's good. There's no surprises in Maggie May.
Exactly. You say it like it's a good thing.
It's a great thing. It's why they call it a classic. Thank God we've had this discussion.
Yeah, thank you.
Better late than never.
Well, Gaylord, do you have any advice for Michelle on her brand new music show?
Oh, sure. I just wanted to let you know, Michelle, first off, I'm really happy that you're on. I've wanted you to do a music show ever since you did a few fill-ins. I think you've got it.
And I've wanted you to do a music show since before Gaylord wanted you to.
That's very supportive, Andy.
I thought of it first, and then Gaylord, I think a couple weeks later, he had the idea.
Yeah. That
you're a visionary.
That could be true. I guess one of the best things to do is not worry about, don't do a show for anyone but yourself. Don't think about whether this is cool or whether, has anyone ever played this song before? Oh, I want to be the only one who plays this song. It's like, that's just like a trap to fall into. It's not what you play, it's how you play it. It's how you put together the choices you make. And I think that's the thing that you've got, and you have to, yeah, remember what brought you to the game, and it's not pleasing other people.
That is good advice.
It's crazy talk.
Excellent.
Crazy talk.
Excellent advice.
No, it's very good advice.
You want to put together a show to please Andy Breckman. You should just think, what would Andy Breckman want to hear when you put together your magic spreadsheets?
That's easy. Our House, Poco, the Eagles.
Poco.
Yeah, there you go.
James Taylor.
But don't do that. Don't play that unless you want to be very, very popular.
No one wants that on this station.
No, I know. It's a dirty word.
Yeah, or do play it, but play it in a way that's very Michelle. I think you could play James Taylor, Michelle, if you put it in the context of your show.
I call dibs on the Our House remix, by the way.
Fair.
I'm doing an Our House remix next Wednesday.
So 10 o'clock. Wait, I'm sorry. So Tuesday, what time?
Tuesday at noon.
Tuesday at noon. Noon to 3.
All right.
I'm going to have my assistant listen.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Gaylord. Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, my pleasure.
Bye. See you guys tomorrow.
Bye-bye. All right, Andy. You're doing great.
Yeah.
We have one more veteran DJ.
I'm not embarrassing you too badly.
No, this has been great. One more veteran DJ, who is Monica.
Oh, great.
And then we're going to talk to Sonica, who is starting her show tomorrow night at 6 p.m. So let's call Monica first here.
The veteran DJ's name is Monica.
Right. You got it.
The new DJ's name is Sonica.
Man, you are good.
Uh-huh. So we're two-thirds of a way toward a great new limerick.
Hello.
Hi, Monica. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Ken. How you doing? Hey, good. Andy.
Hi, Monica. Nice to talk to you again.
Likewise.
Again.
So, Andy, why didn't you establish Monica's credentials?
I'm assuming, Monica has been one of our favorites here for many years. Monica, you've been at the station for about 7 or 8 years, right?
Since August of 1997.
Exactly. About 7 years.
Yeah.
That's more like 22 years.
Oh, 22 years, yeah.
Yeah.
And Monica,
going back like a car seat.
And do you remember your first show?
Yeah, I was it was an overnight out in East Orange.
Sure.
And it was a terrifying vicinity.
Sure.
To be in,
yes.
Physically.
Yes.
And it was before the internet and before, you know, comments and all that stuff, so there was just the phone, and I didn't even, you know, you don't know if anyone's listening. I was very cautious about my mic breaks, very halting and stiff, and had everything programmed down to the last second. Yeah, it's scary.
And what was your show called back then?
I was nameless, like it is now, just Monica.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, we're going to talk to, now have you met Sonica?
No, I have not. Although I understand from Ken that she's a young and fun gal. And
I don't know how she got through the audition process then.
That's right. It's a very cruel gauntlet here at FMU.
Well, let's give Sonica a call.
What is Sonica's time slot, Ken?
It is Thursdays at 6 p.m., 6 to 7 p.m.
Hey, that's our time slot.
No, we're on Wednesdays.
What?
Sonica's on the same time as us, only one day later.
I got you.
Yeah.
So she's like a rebuttal to us.
Yeah. That's a good way of looking at it.
Thanks, Kenny. Well, this will be an interesting test if she answers or not.
Yes, it will.
This says an awful lot about Sonica.
Hello?
Hi, Sonica.
Hey, what's up?
You're on the air. And I'm on with my alleged co-host, Andy Breckman, and our veteran DJ, Monica.
Okay. Wait, just...
Yo, Sonica, what's up?
My phone might die.
All right. Excellent. We're off to a great start.
Yeah.
Well, as long as it's got 5 minutes of battery power, we'll be good.
Okay.
Sonica, why don't you describe your new show? We're all very excited about your new show tomorrow night.
Okay, so, yeah, my show is called Indian Ocean World, and it's something I've been working on for, like, over a year just in terms of my general interest in, like, art and music. And it's about, I'm Indian, so it's, like, about kind of like Indian history tied with the music that's happened there over centuries. And then I'm not just interested in Indian music. I'm interested in it in relation to other parts of the world, like Africa. And I realized just through researching stuff that there has been a lot of, like, trade, you know, through indentured, like, servitude, trade of culture and all this stuff between Africa and the Middle East. And that's how different music happened in North Africa. And I wanted to find, like, a kind of a similarity between Tauric music and, like, Indian music, like music of the Saharan Desert and all these things. And I didn't know that, like, there was a reason for those similarities, so I just started to research it more and more, and that's how the show came to existence.
Or you could showcase some 70s California pop.
Say that again?
Or you could showcase some 70s bands like Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And,
yeah.
And the Eagles.
I don't know if Sonic has heard of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Can you explain them, Andy?
I think if you do a little research, Sonica, you might want to change the whole focus of your show.
Yeah, right.
That's the right response, Sonica.
Sonica, do you know what? Do you have a theme song picked out?
For my show, no. I mean, because I just collage a lot of different stuff, and then I just introduce myself. I don't have a theme song. I guess I'm not that professional, but.
Monica, yeah. Does every show need a theme song?
No, every show does not need a theme song. But one great thing about having an opening track is that it gives you a few minutes to sort of set up your computer and get your playlist going. It also helps your soon-to-be listeners identify that it is now Sonica time. So it just is something that you might want to consider at some point. You know, it has its pluses and minuses, but I find that it sort of offers a nice little comfort zone there to prep and to let people know that Sonica's here.
Yeah, Monica, you used to have an opening sound effect, I think. Didn't you have a...
I played with a couple of opening songs, and then I sort of dispensed with that. But I think when you have an hour-long show... having something that helps identify that, especially when you're new, is
good advice.
Could be a good,
good
thing.
Advice.
But it's very laissez-faire at WFMU. Once Ken gives you the show, it's your hour.
That's true. It's your hour, and it's entirely your decision, Sonica. But may I suggest, can you just listen to a few seconds of this track that we're going to play, and I would love you to consider it as a potential theme song for your show.
Okay.
Would you consider it? Just listen and let us know your reaction. I think this would be a wonderful way to introduce your show every Thursday night.
Okay, let's see what you have.
Light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase.
He wrote this for Joni Mitchell. I can picture it. It's perfect. It's you.
Yeah, right. You don't know me. You guys are bugging.
Yeah, you don't know Sonica.
I think I know her better than she knows herself.
Oh, this is going to be fun to massacre this song. Can't wait. I really hate his voice.
It's so funny you said that, because I met him and told him all about you, and he's a big fan of yours. He really admires you.
What does he like most about me?
He likes your spontaneity.
Okay.
That Ken, he said, is so spontaneous. Hey, Sonica, we are so looking forward to tomorrow night. And
okay,
and Monica, what advice do you give Sonica about surviving the FMU environment here and her new family?
Yeah. First of all, don't let all those needy man babies use you as a wet nurse. They're all over the place. Hold your own. Don't be easily intimidated by Fabio when you come in to give him your first track. He can have an intimidating air,
Fabio,
but he's got a heart of gold.
Oh, Fabio's the DJ who will be on right before you tomorrow.
Interesting.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let your
don't let your eyes glaze over when Ken gets into intricate details about the latest parking regulations behind the building. Act like it's the most interesting thing you've ever heard.
True.
And by all means, don't take any naps or spend too much time in Studio C. It's a bacteria-laden biological minefield. You sound like a young, healthy woman. Let's keep it that way.
And most importantly, wear something flirty.
No, most importantly, don't ever lose your key. You do not want to be that DJ who is downstairs pressing the buzzer, trying to get in because you didn't get it together or forgot to bring your key.
You know who doesn't have a key?
Really, really annoying.
Amateurs.
I don't have a key. No one's ever given me a key. Wait.
Proof positive.
You guys get keys?
Yeah, everybody else gets a key, Andy. I don't trust you with a key.
And how much are you guys getting paid?
They don't get paid anything.
Sonica, what are you getting for the hour? Well, you got to get the union minimum.
I know, right? Tell me about it.
Well, the union minimum is $725. Well, you'll talk it over with Ken.
All right, we are out of time. Thank you, Sonica. Thank you, Monica.
Okay,
good luck, girl.
Guys.
Good luck, girl.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Monica and Sonica, whose new show, Indian Ocean World, premieres tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Same time as Andy and I are on, only one day later.
Yeah, she's our Indian rebuttal. Wait, what are you doing? That's not the song.
This is the song.
No, you're muddling it. No,
I'm not doing anything.
You're ruining it.
I'm not ruining anything.
Oh, you're evil.
Hey, thank you, Nick the Bard, for coming in tonight.
Yeah.
Nick the Bard came in and...
Nick was our backstop, just in case
he was
our
backstop
us.
In case we had problems with the Crosby, Stills, and Nash here. He was there to rescue us, just in case. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for RadioVert. With Nicole.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard. Now everything is easy because of you.
I hear.
Only at home on a Nordic trek like this. I stay in one place. I don't travel.
So I hear. The man who has in literary form gone farther than almost anyone, that is not only in the height of your stack of books but into the galaxies, lives in a radius of about, the dimensions of your apartment largely?
Right, and I never leave Manhattan voluntarily. Now, here I am in Fort Lee, New Jersey. But that's because you asked me
to. It must be quite an exciting voyage for you.
All across the bridge of the Hudson River.
Touch of Marco Polo.
evening lifers. You're listening to
Radioverts.
You're listening to Radiovert. I'm Kim. I'm Emily.
Yeah. And I'm Kimzilla.
And everything's backwards. Anyway, lifers, we wanted to
Radioverts.
We wanted to help Nicole get acclimated with the studio and the board on her very first day. So we're going to be interviewing her in our typical in real life style.
Yeah.
Since we're actually the ones with the interview talk show.
I know. What was up with that?
I don't know. Yeah. He's trying to. He thinks that just because we're off the air, he can steal our idea.
I don't know.
He's just been waiting. I don't know.
This is our spot.
We figured we'd do a little Q&A with Nicole, so maybe we can get to know her a little better.
Yeah. You might know Nicole from our
Double Dip Recess.
Oh my God! Can you prop that down?
Yeah,
for
just
a second?
Like I think.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
From our tribute show about X-ray burns, she was on there, and there's a person at the radio station, I'm not going to mention their name, but he suggested that we talk to that quote-unquote drunk girl that hangs around X-ray a lot. And then we realized that this is the same drunk girl that X-ray was referring to mm-hmm. as the crazy girl that moved 3,000 miles just for him. So my question to you, Nicole, is this true?
I'd like to claim a sideways twain and say the reports of my something other are greatly exaggerated, but I can't.
How would you describe yourself?
Well, I'm really good at pronouncing multisyllabic words.
Like
meteorological! Yes!
yeah.
Can you describe to the listeners about one of your many, many tattoos?
Sure. I mean,
paint us a picture with words.
Let me begin by sharing a little known fact. Tattooed people love being touched by strangers. We like it even more when you ask us to share the deeply significant and private reasons for doing that to ourselves.
Sensitive.
Very sensitive. What would you consider one of them? Which one would you consider your biggest mistake?
What?
Nothing. Anyway, rumor around the station is that you own a squirrel.
I do.
You're single, right?
Yeah.
So when do you drop that knowledge on someone?
I guess it depends on how quickly I want to alienate myself.
Yeah, like what do you do in your spare time besides dressing like your squirrel wounds?
Well, I listen to my radio. I really like to read, which brings us to the heart of my show. I brought in a story today that...
Can we get back to radio, please?
Okay.
Yeah. How did you...
So have you always been into radio?
Yeah. I grew up in a very quiet household, except at supper, when the radio got switched on.
How did you come across WFMU?
I was knitting socks for my therapist one day when I had a yen to hear Bruce Springsteen.
So what kind of experience do you have doing radio? I mean, you can talk like a cartoon character, sure, but do you know what you're doing?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, really? Do you have a plan or a concept for your show?
I do. In fact, if you'd let me just get over to the board, I can...
We have a few more questions. Don't touch that. How many fill-ins have you done?
I don't enjoy filling in forms. In fact, I actively avoid anything that even sminks of paperwork. And phones, I don't enjoy the phone either.
Do you even know what button you would hit to play an MP3?
Nope.
Do you know what a rune is?
No.
Oh, Jeff sure does.
Yeah.
Do you know what a dead roll is?
No idea. Can I just give you this file?
No. Do you know what the proper distance you should sit for an omnidirectional microphone is?
I know this one. It's the same distance as a sign language for, I need another beer.
What's wrong with her? Do you know how to set up a playlist? Oh, it looks like you did.
I've been led to believe there are instructions for
that. Do you know how to take a call on the air?
No one does.
Do you even know that you're not supposed to look at Andy Breckman in the eyes? You just can't do that.
Mm-mm. What's going to happen to me?
What's your DJ task?
Yeah.
I'm beginning to suspect that the operations director is going to assign me something filthy.
Oh, she will.
What do you do in the event of Bob Dylan's death?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, for Pete's sake, I know about the Bob Dylan death tape. Everyone knows about the Bob Dylan death tape.
Do you know who Ken from Hyde Park is?
Yeah.
I know he bakes a mean cookie, and and isn't he your daddy? Like, both your daddies?
He did adopt us.
Who's your daddy?
Okay, here's another question for you that I heard around the station. Did you hotbox everybody in Studio B training?
Hey, Halal gives everyone the Thunder Muffin.